It will start culminating on November 29th. All of the Hindu community, all of those residents in Houston should come to this event. It is one of the most significant events because Goddess Lakshmi bestows on everyone the wealth that is needed. Wealth that is needed for everything. Wealth of not just money, but also many kind of wealth we all can have. So for that, we invite you to Sri Meenakshi Temple. And please do join us and mark your dates already. So this will be a celebration of Goddess Lakshmi. Now let me now bring you this song, Bhagyada Lakshmi Bharama, inviting Lakshmi to your homes, and as we come to our conclusion of today's program. And here we have the music is just coming up.
Me Baramma, Namamani Sombhagya, Lakshmi Baramma, Namamani Sombhagya, Lakshmi Baramma. Hedje mele, hedje ninkuda, hedje kahalina nadava konuda, Samjana sadhu koje mele, hedje gayolagina pennayante, Bhagya Lakshmi Baramma, Namamani Sombhagya, Lakshmi Baramma. Kanaka Vrishti Karayuta Bare, Manake Manava Siddhiya Kore, Dinakara Koti Deyadi Kolayuma, Janaka Narayana Kumari Vega Bhagya Lakshmi Baramma, Namamani Sombhagya Lakshmi Baramma. Attitta Galada Bhaktara Manayolu Nityamagotsava Nitya Sumangala Satyama Koruda Sadhu Sajjanara Nittani Polayiva Puthali Gombe Bhagya Lakshmi Baramma, Namamani Sombhagya Lakshmi Baramma. Shankhe Illada Bhagyava Kottu Kankhana Kaiya Tiruguda Bare Lochane Venkata Ramanana Pingada Rani Bhagyata Lakshmi Baramma, Namamani Sombhagyata Lakshmi Baramma. Sakkare Tuppa Kaluva Hari Sutta Shukravarada Pooje Velage Akkara Yulla Alagiri Rangana Sutta Purandara Vithala Narayana. Sakkare Tuppa Kaluva Hari Sutta Shukravarada Pooje Velage Akkara Yulla Alagiri Rangana Sutta Purandara Vithala Narayana. Bhagyata Lakshmi Baramma, Namamani Sombhagyata Lakshmi Baramma, Namamani Sombhagyata Lakshmi Baramma.
South India we call it Vijayadashami, and that is the Dashami is the 10th day of the moon waning out, and that is the day Lord Rama became victorious and returned to Ayodhya. And the most significant part of this celebration is the victory of good over evil. You know, many times we have seen that you fight so hard to achieve certain things in your life. And on a day-to-day basis, we do celebrate Dashami, also Vijayadashami, because we have to conquer what is within us, including your mind, mental thoughts that are negative, and bring out a positiveness around you. But during the celebration of this, what these celebrations remind us is to get all the negativity out of your mind and start celebrating the goodness in you and the goodness in others. And that was the significance of even Rama's birth. And being a most important Hindu festival, it is celebrated not just India, Nepal, Sri Lanka, Bangladesh, everywhere. I know there's the people who have been to Indonesia have talked about Dashera, you know, lot of significance in Bali and thing where Rama is celebrated, and all their kind of they have so many sculptures that signify that Rama's kingdom extended all over to the southeast also. So that being said, Dashera, the word demands ahaha means a day. Aharnisha is what Aha and Nisha brought about, the 9 nights and 10 days. Vijayadashami is derived from the Sanskrit word literally meaning victory of Dashami. Dashami being the 10th lunar day in the calendar, and that is 20 days after that. It will be a Diwali festival, that will be another kind of a continuity with the festival of lights celebrating good over evil.
Right. So on Dashera, is that where they have all the elephants are being decorated in southern India?
In Kerala.
In Kerala.
So each part of India celebrates it in a different way. And the basic is that victory of good over evil. And when we see how it is celebrated, Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh, Haryana, Punjab, Uttarakhand, Bihar, tradition is to have the barley seed earthen pots on the first day of Navratri, and on the 10th day, the 9-day-old sprouts called Northras or Northas or Navratri 9 night, they are used for symbol of luck, and men place them in their caps or behind their ears. In northern India and some parts of Maharashtra, Dashara is celebrated with the honor of Rama. The 10-day many plays and dramas, you know, like today we are having Ram Leela, and the Ram Leela is performed depicting the story and burning the effigies of Ravana and his brother Kumbhakarna and Meghanath. The effigies are burnt on bonfires. After Dashara, the hot summer, especially in North India, the cold weather sets in. So the burning of the effigies filled with firecrackers containing supposed to purify the atmosphere, while temples perform Chandi Homam or Durga Homam with the same intent. And Himachal Pradesh is the Kulu Valley, I believe it is celebrated in Dhalpur, commences on the 10th day Vijayadashmi and continues for 7 days. They start on the Dashami day, but the whole week. Southern India is the various parts of difference, as I said, in many forms worshipping goddess Chamundeshwari. And also Vijayadashmi also is a beginning of many auspicious things. On the day you take your child, the first, you know, 3-year-old, to go to a temple or a priest or, you know, near a Saraswati temple to give them good learning, knowledge. So that will be imparted on Vijayadashmi day. You can start new music lessons, dance classes. The teachers are all extremely busy. On Vijayadashmi day, they'll have to learn at least one new song or a dance. Even if you're a dancer, you learn that day. That is one thing about the Vijayadashmi that is celebrated in the South.
Well, great. And what is the significance of burning the Ravan? That means you remove all the
evil. Yeah, right. the effigies of Ravana is being, because many people, they call it Aditya Homa or Shanti Yajna, and they recite the Sundarakanda at Srimad Ramayana. The Yajna performance is to create the powerful agents in the atmosphere surrounding the house that will keep the household environment, and when you do it, the effigy burning, the 10 heads of Ravana represents all the negativeness in a human being. Kama Vasana, lust, krodha, anger, moha, attraction, lobha, greed, mother, pride, matsarya, which is jealousy, swartha, selfishness, anyaya, is injustice, amanvatha, cruelty, and ahankara, ego. These are the 10 heads of Ravana that represents actually.
Correct.
And these are the negativeness that everybody has to overcome. And so every year, this is a reminder, get rid of all these bad gunas in you.
Right.
So that is what it really represents.
Okay.
सियावर रामचंद्र पद जय शरणम शंकर हरि ओम जय जय सिया राम राम नाम मन दीप धरु जी है देहरी द्वार रामा जी है देहरी द्वार तुलसी भीतर बाहर जो चाहस उजियार रामा जो चाहस उजियार सियावर राम चंद्र पद जय शरणम शंकर हरि ओम जय जय सिया राम सकल कामना दीन जय राम भगत रसलीन रामा राम भगत रसलीन नाम सुप्रेम पीयूष हित दिन हो किए मन मीन रामा दिन हो किए मन मीन सियावर राम चंद्र पद जय शरणम शंकर हरि ओम जय जय सिया राम वरदायक वरदान रामा वरदायक वरदान रामचरित सत कोट मह लिय महेश जिय जान रामा लिय महेश जिय जान सियावर राम चंद्र पद जय शरणम शंकर हरि ओम जय जय सिया राम कल्याण मांगते तुलसी तुलसीदास राम तुलसी तुलसीदास सियावर राम चंद्र पद जय शरण शंकर हरि ओम जय जय सिया राम राम नाम नर के राम नाम नर केसरी कनक कसि पुकल काल रामा कनक कसि पुकल काल जापक जन प्रहलाद जिम पाली दल सुरसाल रामा पाली दल सुरसाल सियावर राम चंद्र पद जय शरणम शंकर हरि ओम जय जय सिया राम कथा विस्तार रामा अमित कथा विस्तार सुन आचर जुना मान है जिनके बिमल विचार रामा जिनके बिमल विचार सियावर राम चंद्र पद जय शरणम शंकर हरि ओम जय जय सिया राम कथा सुर धेनु सम सेवत सब सुख दान रामा सेवत सब सुख दान सत समाज सुर लोक सब को न सुने अस जान रामा को न सुने अस जान सियावर राम चंद्र पद जय शरणम शंकर हरि ओम जय जय सिया राम सियावर राम चंद्र की जय पवन सुत हनुमान की जय सियावर राम चंद्र पद जय शरणम शंकर हरि ओम जय जय सिया राम सियावर राम चंद्र पद जय शरणम शंकर हरि ओम जय जय सिया राम सियावर राम चंद्र पद जय शरणम शंकर हरि ओम जय जय सिया राम सियावर राम चंद्र की जय पवन सुत हनुमान की जय
You're listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism and today's topic is Dasara You can give us a call our number is 832-704-9273 again that number is 832-704-9273
And yes, did you know the connotation of the word Dashera? Where Dashera comes from?
I know Dash means ten. And
you
I don't know
what
Hara. Hara means, is
conquer.
It? Conquer.
Yeah, Dashahara. Dashahara means you conquer the 10 negative elements in your body.
Right.
If you
That's what you talked about, the 10 elements.
Exactly. So that is where Dashahara became Dasera.
Right.
And Dashera, nobody knows what that meaning is. And also many significant that we had pointed out about Durga Mata, the 3 days of Durga Lakshmi, Saraswati, the
right.
winning of conquering your 10 gunas through Rama. It also happened in the Dwapara Yuga in Krishna's time. In age of Dwapara Yuga, the Pandavas, the 5 sons of Pandu, and also his wife Kunti lost to the Kauravas in the game of dice and spent 12 years in Vanavas and they're exiled in the forest and 1 year in Ajnatavas. During that time, the brothers had secured special weapons, each of them had a different one altogether. Like Bhima had Gada
right.
and Arjuna had the bow and arrow and with that, They said they had to hide their weapons because they had to not show who their identity is.
Right.
So they went to the Shami tree where they, before entering the kingdom of Virat, so that they can keep all of it, they kept it in that tree. And on Vijayadashmi Day, after a year on Vijayadashmi, they recover their weapons, declare their true identities, and then determine to defeat Kauravas. So, those who had that, they attacked also King Virat to steal his cattle and bring out their identity. The Kauravas tried so many things. But that day, Shami tree and worship during the exchange of Shami leaves on Vijayadashmi Day, which will bring goodwill and victory. And this is also called Jambu Puja or Shami Tree Puja. So that is another significance of the Shami Dashara being celebrated. And Kautsa's Guru Dakshina, a son of a Brahmin called Devadatta, lived in a place called Paithan. There, educating Rishi Vartantu, he insisted on the Guru accepting Guru Dakshina as a present. Kautsa gave Dakshina in returning the learning wisdom is not appropriate, and the graduation of the disciple makes a guru happy, and that is the real Guru Dakshina. Kautsa was not satisfied. He felt he had his duty to give something to his guru. The guru said, "All right, if you insist on giving me Dakshina, give me 140 million gold coins and 10 million and 14 sciences I have taught you." Kautsa went to King Raghu. Raghu is Raghurama. Raghuraja was the ancestor of Lord Rama, well known for his generosity. At this time, he had spent all his money on the Brahmins after performing the Vishwajit sacrifice. Raghuraja asked Kautsa to return in 3 days. Raghuraja immediately left the gold coins from Indra, and Indra summoned Kubera, the god of wealth, said, "Make it rain full of gold coins. Fall on the Shanu and Apati trees of the Raghurajya city in Ayodhya." The rain of gold coins began to fall. King Raghu gave all the coin to Kausta, who hastened to offer it to Vartantu Rishi. The Guru asked 140 million, so he gave the rest back to Kautsa and said, "I wanted only this much, and that is all that I wanted." But then he asked the king to take back the remaining coins, and so they also give dhan during that time. So this is the people in Ayodhya, they also call it Ashwin Shukla Dashami. And the remembrance of this event, there is a custom to pluck trees from the Apati tree and also the leaves, which is part of that, where you will get immense wealth by worshipping all this. What I'm getting it as, India, Bharat does not just believe in the idol worship. We worship trees, we worship wind, we worship fire, we worship everything, all the Pancha Mahabhutas. So, you see the presence of God in creation, you see in environment, and all that respect that you give through puja also means that you have to feel it in your heart and not abuse all of this.
Correct.
You should not pollute the water, you should not pollute. See, when you say you're burning the effigy, it doesn't mean that you're burning smoke. And even for Diwali, so much you spend on firecrackers and, it's only a few seconds of, they burn for a few seconds and then it goes into smoke. What you feel is they are clearing certain things, when you burn an incense for that matter. And Karpur, camphor, you burn for that matter. See, all these have some substance in it. There are some scientific reasons that why they do it.
Right. But the only problem is we don't know.
We don't realize what it is, you have to do it, and how and where it is important for you to use it and appreciate what is inside it rather than, question it for its negativity.
Right. And the thing is, since we don't know, we cannot pass along to our kids, and then the kids don't believe in anything then.
Correct. So I think these are the celebrations that has come with different kind of traditions. And when that is celebrated in Orissa, for instance, in Jagannath Puri, there are two different ways that they do it. One is the major Shakti Pita. It is called Thara Tharani, which is Adi Shakti. And Thara Mata is one of the main goddesses that Bengalis and Odissis worship. And Bhimala, which is Jagannath Puri, which is the goddess of Durga Puja, is observed in rituals of 10 to 16 days with Shodasa Upachara.
and Durga goddess worship in different pedals throughout, and pandals they put, and then Sharodaya Durga Puja is the Vijayadashmi. The final ritual, the Aparajita Puja, a tearful farewell is offered to the god. Dahi Pakkal, the rice cooked soaked in water with curds, and baked cakes and sweets are distributed, and the community pujas are postponed as long as there is something happening, nobody leaves town. And the images of processions of Bansari Jatra or Visarjan Jatra finally is immersed near a river, lake or through at the beach, wherever they take the deity to. And they also celebrate what is called Ravan Podi, where they burn the effigy of Ravana.
No.
And Dashahara is the Vishwakarma Divas, National Day, Labor Day. Vedavyasa considered as the foremost guru, and he is also done, the Vyasa Puja is also done on that day. And Vedavyasa, you know, wrote the Mahabharata, and he is our basic of learning Vedas that we know right now today is due because of his proponent of the Vedas.
Correct.
So, yeah, each of the part of India in Nepal, very interestingly, bring you this, among the Nevars are known as Mohani. On the 10th day, Vijayadashmi is a tikka and jamara on the forehead of young members of the family. Jamara is sown on the first day of the festival, becomes greenish yellow, which represents symbol of victory. Some ethnic groups receive tikka and jamara on the 10th day and also all the following day. The people, dakshina is often after receiving the tikka and jamara. And what exactly is the tikka? Is a greenish yellow kind of a powder that they make, and then they use that for the festival. And children buy new clothes, which is of special importance. And it is kind of, Nepal observes this with the longest holidays and the high mobility of people to visiting their relatives. It is something like Christmas and Thanksgiving we spend here in the United States, Dashera festival. Each one has its own different significance, but the major kind of a part is to remember God and goddesses, celebrate them, and also think about inside of you.
Right, remove
to
all the
mind.
Purify your mind.
Shri Ram, Shri Ram.
Listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on KBreeze 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM HD3 in Houston, Texas. You can also listen to us on the internet at www.sanatanhinducenter.org and by clicking on to the listen live button. And we are talking about Vijayadashmi or Dashera. You can call us with your suggestions at 832-704-9273.
And we are talking about Dashera. And in Mysore, which is in Karnataka, over the years, Mysore has become synonymous with Dashera. And Dashera is the most extravagant festival, which is celebrated with great pomp and with centuries that scale to the celebrations has been watered down. It starts celebrating this through about 15 days, and Dashera festival and Hindu mythology, the festival celebrates the victory of goddess Chamundeshwari. After this is exactly where that there is a hill called Chamundi Hills, and there is a celebrated temple for Chamundeshwari where the Mahishasuramardhan, kind of one of the spots in very sacred in India. And the 10-day festival normally clam and show peaceful erupts into the streets. The house, shops, buildings are all decorated and illuminated through the period. The Dashera has become a state festival, and the renowned musicians in Karnataka perform there in the illuminated palace. The palace is open to the public and the royal throne is displayed. State government arranges music, dance and folk dances. There is a huge parade, and also the 2-month-long Dashera exhibition is held at the Doddakare Maidan, where several businesses and industries take part. Apart from food and film festival is also organized, and special religious ceremonies in different temples of Mysore, especially visiting the Chamundeshwari temple at the top of the Chamundi Hills. The high point of the celebration is on the Vijayadashmi day, the 10th day, organized with the procession of floats. It's all the police and, you know, mounted guards and the royalties those days. Raja of Mysore being very kind of popular with lots of elephants and horses and all. They all get decorated with more like a gold plated kavach on their foreheads. And some traditionals of the royal family also participate in the procession, and the idol of Chamundeshwari is kept in the golden howdah on the top of a decorated elephant. The procession begins at the Mysore Palace and ends at the Bhanni Mandapam grounds and travel for a distance of 2.5 miles, and the procession is followed by a torchlight procession in the evening with a stunning display of fireworks. So that is more or less one of the foremost of Dashara celebrations, well known to be celebrated in Mysore, Karnataka. And let me now bring you this song, which is Sharanye Kai Sri Chamundeshwari. This is a small song that can be played here. Sharanara Kaye, and this is Chamundeshwari in Kannada Ragam.
Used to the funk in your man cave.
रघुवर तुम को मेरी लाज, रघुवर तुम को पतित उधारन बिरद तिहारो पतित उधारन बिरद तिहारो श्रवणन सुनियावा पतित उधारन बिरद तिहारो श्रवणन सुनियावाद हूँ तो पतित पुरातन करे रे हूँ तो पतित पुरातन करे रे पार उतारो जहाज रघुवर पार उतारो जहाज रघुवर तुमको मेरे लाज रघुवर तुमको
listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on Radio K-Breeze 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM HD3 in Houston, Texas. You can also listen to us on internet at www.sanatanhinducenter.org and by clicking on the Listen Live button. smartphone users can also use the website, or they can download the TuneIn app and search for 106.1 FM. For any announcements or suggestions, call 832-704-9273. That's our studio number, 832-704-9273. And now listen to this beautiful bhajan.
जाके गति है हनुमान जाके गति है हनुमान जिसको हनुमान की गति है उसको क्या कमी है हनुमान गे जाके गति है हनुमान की जाके गति है हनुमान की ताकी पैज अघटित घटन सुघट विघटन अघटित को घटन कर दे सुघट विघटन बना हुआ काम भी बिगाड़ दे अगर वो चाहे तो अघटित घटन सुघट विघटन ऐसी वृंदावनी नहीं आन सुमिरत संकट सोच विमोचन सुमिरत संकट सोच विमोचन मूरत मोद निधान की जय मेरु खंड जो एक बार हो दोहरा के ना हो सारे का सागा रे सागा रे का सागा सारे का रे सारे का मरे मर धर मर धमर मर धमर धम पा धम पा मम धम पा मम धम पा मम धम पा पा मर धम जा सागा रे मेरे साथ आ जाके गली है चक्रव्यूह है मेरुखंड चार सुर का सारे गामा सागा रे मा सारे मा जा सामा रे का सागा मा रे सामा जा रे रे सागा मा रे का जो एक बार होगा दोहरा के नहीं होगा सारे गामा सागा रे मा सारे मा जा सामा रे का सागा मा रे सामा जा रे रे सागा मा रे का सामा रे का मा जा रे मा सागा रे का मा सारे मा जा सा जा सारे मा का रे सामा जा सारे मा का जो सारे मा का रे सामा का सामा रे का मा सारे का रे मा सागा मा रे का मसारे का मरे सागा मसागे मरे सारे मरे का मगरे सा जागे गति है हनुमान की जागे गति है हनुमान की जागे
आ सानूल गिरिजा। माता पिता है शिव पार्वती, इनके भक्त पर सबकी कृपा होती है। तापर सान कुल गिरिजा है, और किसके किसका भलाई किए हैं, लखन राम अरुजान की। अरुजान की तुलसी कवि की कृपा भी दो कहनी। कृपा से जब गिर गया हनुमान जी महाराज, तुलसी कवि की कृपा भी दो कहने खान सकल कल्याण की। जागे गति है हनुमान की, जागे गति है हनुमान की, जागे गति है हनुमान के, जागे गति है, जागे गति है, जागे गति है
This radio show is supported by listeners like you and by Sanatan Hindu Center, which arranges funeral and cremation services in the Hindu traditional way. Call 832-361-0625 or 832-704-9273 and we will take care of your cremation needs. We appreciate your continuous patronage. A big thank you to you, all artists, producers and publishers, for allowing your productions to be utilized on Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. We will meet you next Sunday at 9 a.m. on KBreeze 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM HD3 or by logging on to www.sanatanhinducenter.org or downloading a TuneIn app on your smartphone and search for KBreeze 106.1 FM. Have a blissful week ahead. By grace of Lord, God bless all of us, United States of America, Bharat, and planet Earth. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. And now it is the time for the welfare, Kalyan, Mangalam of all.
शुभ मंगल हो, शुभ मंगल हो, शुभ मंगल।